This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The former U.S. President Donald Trump announcing that he has been indicted by a Miami grand jury in the classified documents investigation. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Former President Donald Trump posted a video online after he announced that he had been indicted.
It's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
The federal charges of mishandling classified documents at its Florida estate represent the biggest legal jeopardy so far for the former president. The indictment carries unmistakable grave legal consequences, including the possibility of prison if he's convicted. But it also has enormous political implications. And it sets the stage for a sensational trial. Trump says it's all a hoax.
We have such big problems, and this shouldn't be one of them. It's a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. Just like Russia, just like the fake dossier was a hoax.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In a separate case, Trump's lawyers asking a federal court to reduce damages to be paid to a columnist who successfully sued Trump for sexual assault. Jackie Quinn has that story.
Last month, a New York jury awarded E. Jean Carroll $2 million for sexual abuse and $2.7 million in compensatory damages. But Trump's lawyers called the award grossly excessive and say it was based on pure speculation. They even told the court the abuse that Carroll testified occurred in 1996 could have been groping through her clothing, calling that, quote, a far cry from rape. They want the damages reduced to less than $1 million. Carroll's lawyer says the claims are frivolous and says this time Trump will not be able to escape the consequences of his actions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is VOA News. The International Red Cross is warning that landmines uprooted and dispersed by floodwaters surging downstream from the breach Kahovka Dam could pose a grave danger to civilians for decades to come. One official told Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda, in the past we knew where the hazards were, now we don't know. The collapse of the dam and emptying of its reservoir on the Dnieper River added to the misery the region has suffered for more than a year from artillery and missile attacks. Poor air quality from the Canadian wildfires is affecting people as far away as the southern U.S. state of North Carolina. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
What the West Coast has been dealing with for years is an East Coast thing this week. Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
It's actually depositing, you know, particulate matter at the surface in people's lungs, you know, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
We haven't had major wildfires in the eastern United States, and I think global warming, you know, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur.
I'm Shelley Adler.
In a surprise decision, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a Republican-led effort to weaken the landmark Voting Rights Act. AP correspondent Sarga Magani has the story.
The High Court has affirmed a lower court ruling that found Alabama likely violated the act with its congressional map. In a state where more than one in four residents is black, the map has just one majority black seat out of seven congressional districts. Alabama and Louisiana will now have to redraw the maps to boost black representation. It's a surprise because the Supreme Court allowed Alabama to use the challenged map in last year's elections. In October's oral arguments, the justices appeared willing to make it harder to challenge redistricting plans as racially discriminatory under the Voting Rights Act. Two conservatives joined the court's liberals in the 5-4 ruling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. government says it is suspending food aid to Ethiopia after finding that food supplies are being diverted from people in need. The U.S. Agency for International Development aid that Ethiopian officials have been stealing donated food in order to feed soldiers and ex-combatants. The suspension could affect millions of Ethiopians who depend on food aid amid recurring droughts, high inflation, and the aftermath of the war in the northern Tigray region. There was no immediate direct response from the Ethiopian officials. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.